Hey Nick, how's it going?
Very good, Martin. Thanks. How are you?
I'm not three bad. I always say that, don't I? Should come up with a new introduction. No, I'm not bad at all. Not bad at all.
You're looking tired, though.
Yeah.
It should be the other way around. I should be the one looking tired. You should be looking all
should be, yes. So since we last recorded, there's been some news in the Swan household.
Do you know, it was only the other day, the day after we did the podcast, actually.
Was it?
I was just realising that, yeah. So we did the podcast on January the 7th, is that right, Thursday? Yep. Let me just check that it is a Thursday. I think it is, isn't it? Was.
Yeah, that, it's right, yeah. I remember when you messaged me.
Yeah, that's right. So on Friday the 8th, as we've called her now, baby Megan popped out. So
excellent, congratulations.
Thank you. I did all the hard work.
The hand-holding, it's a hard
job.
Yeah,
there you go, yeah. It was only 2.5 hours. It was actually really odd.
Wow.
The way it all worked out. So a lot of my updates are going to be baby talk, so I do apologise for that straight ahead. Martin's got some more interesting news perhaps later on. So Thursday night, I guess after we'd done the podcast and we'd worked together or whatever, there might have been some football on or something like that. But either way, I decided to go to the shop and buy 4 beers.
Right.
So I drank those 4 beers. We're supposed to be playing golf on Friday morning, but because I'd had those 4 beers and stayed up a little bit late, I was feeling tired, a little bit groggy, so I thought, I'll give golf a miss.
Yeah.
So I just came down here, I think, and spent time on Facebook and Twitter and so on. But Sophie took, so she was 4 days overdue already, so she took Isabel to toddler group.
Right.
And it got to like about 11:45 midday, and I thought I'd pop to the shop and then I can meet Sophie and Isabel at toddler group and walk home with them. Because Sophie's struggling a bit walking wise and like a bit of a beach whale as she's waddling down the road. And as I got to toddler group, it was just wrapping up and stuff. And Sophie's like, oh, I've had a couple of twinges.
Uh-oh.
And literally, it's only like a 5-minute walk, but like that walk took us about 20 minutes and she was having full-on contractions by the time we got home.
Oh my God.
And so we rang up the hospital. They said as soon as they get to 3 minutes contractions, then bring her in. So Sophie went and ran a hot bath to go and sit in, and I took Isabel around a childminder because she was going to stay there for as long as it took or whatever. By the time I got back, the contractions were 2.5 minutes.
Oh my God.
So I was like, right, get out, get in the car.
Yeah.
This baby is not coming at home.
And so I can't deal with this.
Yeah, so then we got to the hospital quite quickly. And literally, it's 58 minutes from getting to the hospital to the baby coming out. So,
bloody hell, that's not so
I think
about
it
that.
2.5 hours from first contraction to...
Wow.
The baby coming out. So, and then so the baby must have been delivered about, I don't know, 2:30. And we were home by 7.
God, that's incredible.
It's very crazy, isn't it? Yeah. The first baby, they keep you in for 2 or 3 days, don't they?
Yeah.
Generally. But yeah, second baby, they just assume you know what you're doing, can remember what you're doing and push you out. They didn't push that, that's not true actually, but like,
they think you're ready.
That's Megan like, was checked like, over and stuff, yeah.
So how was it though? I mean, did you remember what to do? Was it all...
Well, this time it kind of happened so quickly there wasn't much I could do apart from hold Sophie's hand, rub her back, all that kind of stuff, which I did remember to do.
Yeah.
I was kind of the administrator of the air and water and stuff. So,
so when you got home with the baby though, with Megan, was it? It must have been weird. Just
I can't remember now. To be honest, I guess the sleeplessness has wiped that.
Yeah,
I remember like probably about 5 days into it, I sleep deprived and stuff. And
yeah.
Megan was crying. I said to Sophie, we're not having another baby. But I think even the impact of that has kind of worn off a bit and I've perhaps mellowed a bit since then.
Yeah. Have you been getting much sleep or has it been...
I've been sleeping on the sofa.
Have you?
Yes. So I think I tried a night or two in bed. But because they say the second child is easier, don't they?
Mm.
But I don't think that's true if you've got a toddler.
Right.
Who you've got to try and entertain. So I think my job for the 2 weeks... of the maternity leave was to try and entertain Isabel as much as possible.
Yeah.
Just to let Sophie get on with looking after Megan. And that was like tiring. That's harder than a full-time job trying to entertain a toddler all day.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I kind of needed some sleep. So I've been sleeping down on the sofa and that's kind of continued up to today so far. But luckily, like just before Christmas, we got a new sofa. Well, I say new, it's secondhand, new for us, off a friend. Mm. And it's a really nice sofa, so it's quite comfortable to sleep on, actually. So there's no hardship in me sleeping on the sofa.
Yeah. Brilliant.
So it's quite a good plan.
Excellent stuff.
Yeah.
It's big news then. So I'm going to use that as the excuse that we didn't record the last podcast, so we're...
Well, no, that is the reason why, really, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
I thought childbirth was a good enough reason to skip a...
Yeah, I mean, I could have done an interview or something, but I've been under the cosh a bit, so we just skipped one.
Mm. So how come you're looking so tired then?
Well, I'm just working all the time at the moment. So, so I basically haven't had a day off since the start of the year because of all the work that I've got on. So I've got the freelance project on, which is just rumbling on, and that's, you know, there's two weekly deadlines for that, basically. So I've been working hard to get that done. But also, I think I mentioned it on a previous podcast that we were due to go live with customer number two on the product, the Kids Club product, on the 22nd of January. And so that's basically doing the website for them as well and hosting. So it's migrating their email across as well as the website hosting and then the integration with the product. And it was hard work and a lot to do to get to that date. And as we were getting closer, the usual thing happened of the client's not very technical. So they just want a website, you know, and then you show it to them lots of times and like, yeah, that's great. That's brilliant. That's perfect. But then when you get close to the deadline, you get this bit more seriousness on their part about looking at it properly, you know, and so that all these little things start to come out that you kind of think, well, yeah, they are things that you need to do. So there's loads of stuff coming on the website, and then they're also testing the booking system and saying, oh yeah, well, it does this as well, right, doesn't it? And I'm like, well, no, you know, I told you what it does. And it, and so all these little things started to come out, and these little things that they said, well, we can't go live without that, we've got that currently, we need, you know, we can't. So frustrating and difficult and stressful, basically, because we had to then try and get these things in. And I really wanted to go live. You know, I want to get this customer number two on the books, and then I can start thinking about the next ones. But it just wasn't going to happen. So we decided to knock the 22nd on the head. And then, I mean, a long story short is we sort of delayed by a week. And then we came to the end of the week. And so they integrate with Worldpay, is their payment card provider. And so we were like testing. I'd set up a test account with Worldpay, and we were testing using that, and it was all hunky-dory. On the day we were due to go live, I emailed the guy and said, like, you know, here's how you get your live keys for the Worldpay gateway. We're going to need those this afternoon when we go live. And he's like, yeah, it doesn't look like you explained it. I can't find those things. I'll ring up support. So we rang up support. Next thing, I get a phone call from Worldpay support. But it wasn't WorldPay support, it was card save support.
Right.
He's saying, I think there's been a bit of a mistake because we are part of WorldPay, but we're a different gateway altogether.
Mm.
So WorldPay apparently has got three different gateways.
Probably ones they bought.
Yeah. And so while they'd been telling me all the way along that they were WorldPay, they were actually card save, which is part of WorldPay.
Mm.
And we hadn't integrated to it. So we had to knock that on the head and say, look, it's going to be a couple of days to integrate this new gateway. And then after we'd implemented that, I had a meeting with them, and they'd got a few more changes for the website and this, and then said, look, it's not convenient now. We've just got too much on. We're going to have to wait until the end of Feb. So, so I've had a month of working all hours God sends, evenings, weekends.
Mm.
And then it's been pushed back to the end of February anyway, which is really frustrating and really annoying. But at the same time, kind of a bit nice to have a little bit of leeway.
Yeah.
I'm still really busy, unfortunately, because the freelance project's piling up now, and I'd been delaying a few things in the freelance project, and so that's all coming back on me now, and I'm having to do that. And so I reckon February's going to be a bit of a write-off as well, which is shit.
How are the developers working on the Kids Club thing?
Good. The developer on the Kids Club thing has been brilliant, actually. The card save problem, he was straight on it, bang on it, and he'd done it in... It took him about a day to do it, which I was amazed at. And he was, yeah, so I'm really pleased with the way they've panned out.
Mm.
It's just been too much work, really. That's the problem. And I should have, you know, in an ideal world, I'd have gone back to them earlier in January and said, look, we're not going to hit the 22nd because it was going to be tight anyway. And because it was tight, I wasn't doing my job in consulting with them to find out, to push them for the changes. And so they were coming later than they should have done. And so, you know, everything just piles up. It's just crazy when you don't know which way to turn. Things just pile up, and you know things are piling up, but you can't do anything about it. And you know you need a plan, but you haven't got time to do a plan. And so this is the thing. I mean, I've got procrastination is bad when you've sat around not knowing what to do and you don't know what, you know, but you know, the procrastination because of stress, it's, I don't know if it's actually called procrastination, but what I was experiencing was I was sitting there knowing I've got all this stuff to do and all of it is urgent, and just freezing, not knowing which way to turn.
Mm.
And having to try and snap out of that somehow to actually just do something, anything, to get the ball rolling. And it's horrible. It's a really nasty feeling. But anyway, we're...
I think you need to force yourself to take a day off to start with.
Yeah.
Because if you're working 7 days a week, then...
Yeah.
Then well, that's not good.
It's Lois's birthday this weekend, so I'm not working at all this weekend. I'm just going to take the whole weekend off and hopefully try and recharge batteries a bit because... Yeah. Yeah, it's not good. Not good at all, working like that.
Yeah. Mm, I'm trying to think of some words, some positive words to give to you, but...
No, I think... look, I think we're in a decent place now. Despite the amount of work, I can see the light at the end of the tunnel, really. But it's going to take a little while to get there. Like I said, I can take this weekend off now and I don't have to worry about that too much, so... That's a good thing. I don't have to work the weekends. I still work in evenings, but so I think we're getting there. It's good. So how's things with your work anyway?
Have you been back to work? Well, the one thing I've got to say, I've been back at work a week and it's Thursday. What day did it say?
It's Thursday.
Thursday,
today.
Yeah, so 2 weeks, I guess, if you include tomorrow. And that was an interesting experience, actually, because I really was thinking, how is Sophie going to cope with a toddler and a newborn to look after?
Mm.
Although I'm working down the bottom of the garden in the office, I was kind of like, I don't want to be involved of feeling like I have to go back and help out whenever.
Yeah.
So I didn't say to Sophie, but I would have obviously, if she was struggling, I would have gone back and helped out. But I was kind of like, just walked out the door on Monday and said, I'll see you later. So thought I'd see how they coped. And I don't know what it is about women, but they've got some extra kind of level they can go to, can't they, to manage and cope and get things done.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be able to do it.
Working
on computers is far, far easier.
Yeah. But like you were saying earlier about looking after a toddler for a day is hard work. I really struggle at it. If I have to look after Lois for the whole day, I mean, she's older now, so it's not so bad, but I found it really hard work as well. Yeah.
It was hard with Isabel over those 2 weeks because of it being January. The weather's not great, so there's not as many outdoor activities you can do.
Yeah.
So we probably went to soft play every other day. Like, I've never been to soft play so much in my life. But... I saw it as kind of like going to the gym as a bit of a workout thing because you're climbing up and down all these bloody things after Isabel, so it wasn't quite so bad. But fair play to women. Don't know how they do it.
Absolutely. Totally agree.
But yeah, so being back at work, I guess, this is another frustrating thing about having a child in January. We knew this was coming, so it's not a big surprise. But with like January the 1st, you kind of want to start the year with a bang, don't you, and get going, and you've got your ideas and targets in place and so on. And then on the 8th of January, a baby pops out and you've got to take 2 weeks off immediately to help look after that. And so that bit's been a bit frustrating. But before, at the start of the year, perhaps over Christmas, I was thinking about, what am I going to do, focus on work-wise. And even though I've been thinking about new areas to get into, such as, whether to build some new product or learning a new technology like R and stuff like that, it always comes back to the same issue as even if you start a new idea or a new thing, it still needs marketing and stuff, doesn't it? And it always comes back to marketing, and kind of that's what I've been doing for the past 3 years. So decided to focus on that again, to be honest.
Right.
And back when we got our original kind of ping from Google, there's this chap called Brian Dean who's got a site called Backlinko, which I might have mentioned.
I've heard the name, actually, a long time ago. I think you've probably mentioned it before.
And so he's got a course called SEO That Works, and the mistake we did back in summer of 2014, we kind of bought the course, the people at work, we kind of gave access to it and kind of hoped they take it all on board. And it's the idea is, rather than just creating content and pushing out there and hoping that people see it or get links and it works from an SEO perspective, it's a bit more of a structured way of within the niche or shoulder niches that you're working in, identify the people that link to content that you in theory could create, see what that type of content is, then go and create better content than what they've linked to previously,
right?
And then go and let them know about it, and that's it really simplified. And so we kind of hoped, by giving people access to that course, where this is the approach they take, and the mistake is I never really checked that was the approach they were taking. And as it turns out, having gone through the course where again myself over Christmas and the start of the year, I can see now that we failed miserably at that. So I've kind of, without throughout the project of VoucherCodes Pro and any other projects, the most valuable thing that I can probably put my time into is getting links into the site. Like the whole adding deals thing is all automated now in terms of processes and stuff. It all runs itself, so the most valuable thing, like I said, is the SEO aspect and the marketing aspect and getting links in. So I've kind of taken that project on myself to a certain degree of creating the content and seeing if it does work as much as anything else. And then because it's such a, it is probably the most important thing that can be done now, is continuing on doing it myself, or, you know, take a more hands-on aspect of getting other people involved in it as well within the company. So we'll see. And so I've chosen, with VoucherCodes Pro is an affiliate site at the end of the day, so it's one of the most difficult sites to get people, you know, involved with and linking to anyway.
Yeah.
And I chose travel bloggers as well.
Right.
Who are the most difficult people to get links from or involvement with content as well, because they all want money to fund their travelling.
Yeah.
And so I kind of picked the hardest one I could go for, again, to see if I kind of feel if I can get it working for this one, you can kind of get it working for anyone.
Get a system going.
Yeah. And I've had an amazing response, actually. So we shall see how it goes.
Excellent.
So the content's going to go live on probably Monday or Tuesday next week.
Fantastic. Have you written it all yourself?
No. So again, with the SEO that works Courseware, there's like 5 or 6 different types of content that you can create. And this one is the crowdsourced manual, I think it's called.
Okay.
So you basically go out to experts and ask them a question, and, you know, you collate all their responses into this thing.
Bloody hell, that's and fantastic.
So I've sent out like 250 emails to these travel writers. I've had about 58 replies,
wow,
which is amazing. And I think only 2 or 3 asked for money. You kind of discount those guys. So I'm going to do some interesting stuff. So it's about which, from these travel writers, which are the must-visit beaches they think people should go to.
Yeah.
Which, again, is a question, from a content question. I'm sure they've been asked it before. But so I'm planning on doing some interesting stuff with the data as well. So mapping it and seeing if there's any clustered beaches and if there's one particular country you should go and visit if you want to go to a nice beach and so on.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Excellent. That sounds really good. I'll have to pick your brains on that at some point when I've got some time.
Well, so this is kind of why I've chosen to focus on it as well, because, again, throughout the podcast of the last 6 months, whatever, I've mentioned doing consultancy type work, haven't I, and doing it for other people.
Yeah.
And so, again, taking this idea and thinking about doing it for other people was one of the ideas of perhaps getting it to work. So this would be a great case study.
Yeah.
But as with everything, with the consultancy type work, I've always kind of reticent of doing it, because I kind of always think, well, if I can do it for someone else, I can do it for myself.
Mm.
I'm more of the business owner type, or I want to be the more business owner type person rather than the business of doing it for other people.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
No, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah. So I'm struggling with this, because this website for this customer number 2.
Mm.
You know, I wanted to do the website for them. I mean, I like them; I get on well with them and everything, and they're nice people to be around. But mainly because I wanted them to use the product.
Yeah.
So I wanted them. They've got loads of clubs, and it was a great test for the product, and so it made a lot of sense. But the hosting and the support involved in that is really not my cup of tea at all. Mm. I'm realizing over the past few weeks, and so it's going to be one of those necessary evils that I'm going to have to put up with over time. But I don't think it's something I would want to do for lots of people. You know, like this idea of building a website, host it, and support it for people. I just don't think I could.
It bumps up the monthly recurring revenue, though, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. But then it also bumps up the emails out of the blue that you've got to respond to, you know. And that's something that I found I struggle with over the past few weeks, that I've realised. Maybe it's because of the heightened stress levels that it's been more of a problem. And it wouldn't be such a problem day to day. But I really struggle with getting an email or something. The thing is, it's this idea of having something hanging over you that you've got to do, you know. So I'm flat out trying to build part of this freelance project, for example, and I know I've got the morning to finish it. Then I get an email or a text message or something from somebody asking a question about a support issue, and I guess I just need to get better at managing that, you know, setting customers' expectations, which I've never done so far in terms of this sort of thing. I need to be able to do that and then actually manage that in a better way, rather than have it just hanging over me and burning away, really burning, thinking I need to respond to that, but also I need to get this done, and that whole mental thing, it's just, I've really struggled with that, so I just need to get better at that, I think.
I guess the difficulty is, and I mean, I know this from our SharePoint products days, is that people know that if you get back to them quickly as well, it's easier for them to ask you a question than it is for them to find out the answer themselves.
Yeah.
And so, although with the products company, we wanted to provide good customer service because that's a good selling point, isn't it?
Yeah.
You kind of figure it out quite quickly who the troublesome customers are or who the troublesome prospective customers are. And so you learn to limit them to the, you see a question there, but you know you're not going to respond to it straight away because you need to kind of set their expectation that it's going to take 24 hours for you to get back to them.
Yeah, I think that's what I need to do. I need to get that sort of mentality and try and not let it bother me, because I'm a constant crowd pleaser, if you like. I don't like people thinking ill of me, or I don't like to think that people might be thinking ill of me, you know. So I'm constantly trying to keep people happy, and that's one of the issues that generates.
But happiness comes at a price, right?
Absolutely.
And so you need to charge them more money if they want to be that immediate happiness.
So that's it.
If they want a 24 hours turnaround on support and stuff, then that's going to cost X amount.
Yeah.
If they want your personal mobile phone number, that's going to cost a hell of a lot more.
Yeah, exactly.
But it might be something you want to sell. Yeah.
That's the ongoing situation. Yeah. I mean, at the moment, because we're in this sort of everything's up in the air, not gone live yet sort of situation, it's been slightly different the past few weeks.
This isn't the route you've gone down, and I don't know if this is the route that you want to go, because you are doing their email and their web hosts and stuff. You are kind of their outsourced IT department, aren't you?
Yeah. In many ways, yeah.
So,
although I'm going to try and get them off the email. I think once things have settled down, I'm going to try and get them onto something like Outlook 365 or something.
Yeah.
Because I think they need it. It'd be much better for them than a sort of, you know, simple web host email. It works, but we'll talk about that in the future. But yeah, you're right. I mean, that's it. They've got no other technical resource, so they'll come to me, which, you know, and we've got a monthly fee that we're going to be charging once it's live to cover all that. But it's my attitude to dealing with those requests that I need to get over, you know. I need to sort out the right way of dealing with it that's going to cause me no stress or less stress.
Yeah.
But at the same time, give them the service that they pay for.
Tough one.
It is, yeah, it is. And it's interesting because, you know, in the middle of all this stressy month and dealing with all this sort of stuff, you know, the self-doubt that creeps in is terrible. It really is. You know, you kind of thinking, am I going down the right route? Is this really what I want to do? You know, I've been trying to get to this sort of situation for, not that situation, but have a product to be supported for a long time. And then because of all the stress that's being created in this instant, in this boiling pot, melting pot, you're kind of thinking, is this right for me? Is this really what I want to do? Can I deal with this on a day-to-day basis? You know, but now things are a little bit brighter. I think I can see how I would be able to deal with it. But
yeah. The
self-doubt, it's just stress is self-perpetuating. In that sort of situation, I find, you know, all the little things just add up and just create more stress, and then it's crazy. But I'd love to know some ways of dealing with that. One of my things to do is to start doing a bit of research around that and try and find out some tactics I can use to help me deal with it, because I'm definitely not good at it at the moment.
Close your laptop at 5 o'clock would be my advice.
yeah. I think I need to work out some way of dealing with the mental bits.
Part of this thing you say about keeping everyone happy and stuff like that, you don't want to work yourself down so much that you end up being ill, because you can't help anyone when you're ill, can you?
Exactly, that's it. I need to get my head around that side of things, I think.
You need to just close it, walk away, and realise that there is tomorrow that you can start on it again.
Yeah. It's a difficult one. It's a very difficult one. But anyway, hopefully in a month's time we'll be smiling again.
Yeah, indeed. I'm going to try and convince you to go for some beers this afternoon after work, so we'll see how that goes.
Oh yeah, we will see how that goes.
Well, you said you haven't got to pick Lois up today, so
I haven't got to pick Lois up. No, you're right.
Okay. Stuff?
Haven't got any stuff. I haven't done anything.
Have you not?
I haven't. I even missed your announcement on Facebook, because I haven't been on Facebook for the month. So Facebook's been out. I haven't even looked at Twitter.
Have you not?
No, it's just been mental. Yeah, really crazy. So no, I haven't got any stuff, unfortunately. Have you?
Well, what about Britstrapped coming to an end? Not Britstrapped, sorry.
Hang on, it's used to me.
I've written down Britstrapped. Maybe that's a Freudian slip, whatever it's called. Bootstrapped with Kids.
Yeah, that was awful. I was really upset about that, because it was in, I was telling you earlier, it was in the middle of one of my stressful moments over the past month.
It could have tipped you over the edge, Martin.
It could have done. I was thinking, oh, look, I need to listen to something that's going to take my mind off this so I can chill out and just do it. I had picked a simple task that I was going to do. So I put it on, and then I heard that, and I was like, oh no, what am I going to do now? No more Bootstrap with Kids. Shit. So that was a shock. But
I can't believe it's been going for 3 years.
Yeah.
That's mad in itself, isn't it?
I don't know where that time's gone. I mean, I remember listening to it from pretty much the start.
Yeah,
it's gone really quick. But you can see the point, you know. I mean, if it's becoming a drag on their time and and money, and it's there's no actual benefit. So.
Well, I guess if you were listing all the things that are causing stress in your life, doing this podcast has got to be one of them, because it's something you have to organise and schedule time for and all that kind of stuff.
It's true, actually.
And same from their point of view, like they were both busy, weren't they? And
yeah.
And if you do list all your projects or your priorities and so on, you know, and you're looking to reduce things to reduce the stress, then sometimes, although perhaps you enjoy doing it or whatever, sometimes you just have to knock stuff on the head.
I think for me at the moment, I enjoy doing this, so it's more of a less of a work-related thing and more of a personal-related thing. You know, so.
We don't have any necessary personal, like, sorry, not personal, but any goals set around this podcast in terms of we must have X listeners or...
No.
This is our chat down the pub type thing, isn't
it? Yeah, basically. Yeah.
The only difference is it's 10:30 and we haven't got any beer in our house. Whereas before it used to be 10:30 at night and we used to have beers, didn't
That's
we?
That's it, yeah.
Oh, a few more slurred words, though. So yeah, that was sad about that ending.
I reckon
they'll take a couple of months off and they'll come back.
Do you think?
Yeah.
That's your prediction, yeah. They were really good, that's the thing. They were really good, so I'm sure they'll miss it.
Mm. Yes. The only other thing I have got to mention around stuff is back in December, this was actually kind of listing all the things that were adding stress to my life.
Yeah.
The amount of podcasts I had scheduled to listen to
were...
That was one of the little things that was adding stress in my life, thinking, I've got these podcasts I need to listen to, where have I got the time to listen to, and so on. So I went through and culled all the podcasts I was subscribed to, apart from Bootstrap with Kids, funnily enough, but now that's ended, I've got another one to get rid of. But I did kill the Tim Ferriss podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Because his podcasts are like 2 to 3 hours long, aren't they?
Yeah.
And they are good, but they come out so often as well. But having said that, he did some interviews with Derek Sivers.
Right.
From CD Baby, and sivers.org is his personal site, and they were really good. So I would suggest listening to those on there. One is 2.5 hours long, which is the original interview that he does with him, and then there's a follow up kind of 30 minutes Q&A listener question thing, which is really good.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but I really enjoyed that. So if you're looking for a podcast to listen to, check that one out.
Yeah, I'll have a listen. So one of the reasons, I mean, I haven't listened to much podcast-wise, is I haven't been running at all.
Have you not?
No, that's gone out the window, which is a bit of a bit of a shocker, because the Reading Half Marathon's coming up.
You entered?
Yeah. I'm going to do it, but I need to somehow try and find some time to get some training in. But you're still off running, aren't you?
Yeah, I've got my bike set up on the static trainer thing down in the office now, so that's been good. I've been on that once. The trouble is now I feel guilty, because I want to go running, to be honest, and do some exercise and stuff. But like when I have 30 minutes free, I feel like I have to go back and help out with the kids and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like if I did some exercise, that would be quite selfish. But
yeah, it's a tricky one, that. You've got to try and balance everything, haven't you? Yeah. Anyway. Stuff, good to be back.
Yep.
And I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
I hope you've made some good progress in a couple of weeks.
Yes,
and,
I hope so too.
Had a bit of sleep.
Yeah. Although it'll be getting close to the date we're going to launch, go live, so it might get a bit busy around then, but we should be all right.
Awesome.
Cool. Speak to you soon.
All right. Cheers, Martin.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.